Buxit Gratia, may the peace of our Lord be with you always, and welcome to the freshly launched Eastern Front podcast. I am your lay host Cody, friend of the Order of St. Luke, a dispersed ecumenical monastic order following the physician that points us all to the great physician, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've had the privilege of having correspondences and conversations over the years between numerous Coptic, Miaphysite, and namely Oriental Orthodox friends, which inspired this entire ecumenical project. Now, as described on our Anchor FM page, and I paraphrase so I may add more detail, this is our mission statement as we look to the Oriental Orthodox Church of our brothers and sisters. If one is familiar with the Anglican Way, chances are they're also familiar with what is known as the Via Media, which is often conveyed as the middle way between a Protestantism and a Roman Catholicism. However, we at the Eastern Front believe truly the little O Orthodox Anglican Church and Orthodox Anglican Communion is at the center of the Western and Eastern Church. Following dear Anglican fathers and saints that have come before us, we understand it to be Anglican is to be Catholic. So to say the Via Media is the middle way between Protestantism and Roman Catholicism is a misunderstanding. From her most ancient roots beyond the Lutheran Reformation, the Orthodox Anglican Church has always retained its Catholicity. However, in this admission, we also recognize that the errors of Rome and the papacy that led the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church into schism over a false claim of primacy, known as the Great Schism, which divided the Church to this day, which should grieve all Christians. With this in mind, however, as the Anglican Church has remained at the center between the East and the West by the grace of God and the aid of the Holy Spirit, this has placed her in precious soil to sow seeds of ecumenism. As a result, a robust Anglican identity can look both East and West to serve this ultimate via media between Canterbury, so to speak, or rather the ancient tributary known as the Church of England and that of the ancient Eastern and Western Church. That is to say, we are not at the center of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. That is not to say we are making claims that we are the one and only true holy apostolic and Catholic Church, but that we are at the center between the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, both East and West, and have remained a part of her by the grace and providence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. This is what is typically recognized as the branch theory, although less interested brothers and sisters who choose to remain divided tend to discredit it. There are those that have made efforts to reunite these branches. Most recently, we see this in the Anglican Ordinariate. We have also witnessed a return to Eastern spirituality in a lesser degree by the Society for Eastern Rite Anglicanism. These are great strides, and perhaps where we here at the Eastern Front can further unity in ecumenism. It seems to me we have long and quite unfortunately neglected our brothers and sisters to the far and Middle East, at least here in North America. This is due to many factors and nuanced facets. However, we believe with an ecumenical Anglican identity in mind that we too can reach further to hold out our hands to our Ethiopian, Armenian, Coptic, and ultimately Oriental Orthodox brothers and sisters, at the very least that is our newly established scope and telos. So, if such a mission for unity and ecumenism encourages you, I ask you to join us on our journey as we explore these shared bonds between the ancient See of Canterbury and that of the ancient Oriental Orthodox Communion. With this in mind, let us pray. Almighty Father, whose blessed Son before his passion prayed for his disciples that they might be one, as you and he are one, grant that your church, being bound together in love and obedience to you, may be united in one body by one spirit, that the world may believe in him you have sent, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.